Act wise summary of the play in English and Hindi. Act 1. As the play opens, Madhav is seen talking to the village physician. He is telling about his peculiar condition of his mind. He tells that before the arrival of Amal, everything was normal. He felt free in his home. But since the arrival of Amal, he does not know from where such feeling has come. His heart is always filled with his thoughts. His home would not be his if Amal goes away. He will feel quite uncomfortable in his absence. Madhav asks the physician about the condition of Amal. The physician tells that if fate allows him leave, if fate allows him life, nothing will happen to him. According to the scriptures, bile or palsy, cold or gout, all spring alike. But Madhav gets irritated. He asks the doctor what he should do in the present condition of Amal. The doctor tells that the patient requires utmost care. Madhav asks how he can do that. The doctor cautions that Amal should not be allowed to go out in any condition. But Madhav replies that it is a very difficult task to keep him indoors. The autumn sun and the damp are both not suitable to the health of the boy. The great sage Chyabana says that the least palatable is the truest medicine. Saying this, the doctor departs. Now, the fakir Ghaffar arrives, and at his arrival, Madhav is irritated again. Madhav tells Ghaffar that he has brought a child in his home and is worried about him. He has done so because his wife was desperate to adopt a child. Ghaffar replies that it was not the new story and he did not like the idea of adopting a child. Formerly, Madhav did not like the idea of spending his hard-earned money for the sake of a child who was not his own. But now, the child has come so near to hurt that he does not care for money. Now, it seems that the whole of his money is for this child. When Ghaffar asks him about the child, he tells that Amal is the son of a person who is his wife's brother from the relation of the village. The child lost his mother in infancy and recently lost his father too. Ghaffar tells that in this condition, the child needs him all the more. Madhav also informs that the doctor says that there is little hope for the survival of the child. There is only one way to save the child, that he should be kept out of autumn wind and sun. Ghaffar says that he knows how to keep children indoors, saying that he will come back and keep Amal indoors. Ghaffar goes away to his work. Now Amal enters. He asks Madhav, his uncle's permission to go out. He informs that the auntie is grinding lentils, moong, in the quern chakki. This kuril is sitting with its tail up and trying to crack the broken grains of lentil. Amal seeks permission from Madhav to go out and enjoy. But Madhav denies. Amal wishes he were a squirrel. When Madhav asks why he is not allowed to move outside, Madhav tells him that the doctor has advised him to remain inside the house. Madhav also tells Amal that intelligent and learned people do not go out of doors. Hence, he should sit inside and read books to become learned. But Amal says that he does not want to be a learned man. Rather, he would go out and see things there all around. But Madhav rebukes him for this. What will he see outside? Amal replies that he would see the hill far from the window. He tells him that yesterday he saw a person on the hills carrying a bamboo stick on his shoulder and a small bundle tied at the top and a brass pot in his left hand and wearing a pair of old shoes. He was going straight across the meadow there. Amal says that he asked the man where he was going. The man replied that he did not know. Then he told that he was going in search of work. Amal asks Madhav if he too has to seek work. Madhav replies in positive. Amal says that it would give him pleasure if he also goes for this work. Madhav asks what he would do if he did not find work. Amal then replies that then he would go further. He had noticed the man walking with his old worn-out shoes. And when he reached a spot where water flows under the fig tree, he stopped and washed his feet in the stream. Then this man took out from his bundle some gram flour, moistened it with water, and started eating. Then he resumed his journey again. Amal tells that he has asked his auntie to let him go up to that stream and eat his gram flour like that man there. But the auntie tells him that he will go there after he has recovered from his illness. He would herself take him there. Amal tells after his recovery, he would like to go there and wash his feet in the stream water while other people would be lost in sleep in their houses. At that time, he would wander about and find some work. Madhav asks Amal what he would be in future. Amal replies that at this moment he cannot tell for certain, but at a later time he would tell him about that. Then Madhav warns him about strangers. Therefore, he advises him to stay indoors and not to go out. Amal, however, asks his uncle to allow him to stay in the room adjacent to road. Madhav then leaves him there. Then Amal notices a curt sailor who happens to pass by his room. He is crying, "Curds, curds, good nice curds." The child calls the curd sailor, who asks him if he wants to purchase curds. The child says he has no money. Amal tells the curd sailor that he is tired of staying at home and wants to go out with him if it is possible. He also tells the curd sailor that because of his illness, the doctor has advised him to stay inside. Now he asks him to which place he belongs to. The cart seller replies that he belongs to a village situated on the river Shamli at the foot of the hills known as Panchmura. Amal tells that he remembers having seen this village, which is under some very big old trees just by the side of the red road. The village has a wonderful sight. On the slope of the hills, cattle are grazing and the women are clad in red saris and are carrying pitchers on their heads. But Amal tells that he has never been to the village. He, however, requests the cart seller to take him to his village after his recovery from his illness. The child also desires to carry carts on his shoulders and wander from village to village like the cart seller. He also tells the cart seller that he does not want to be a learned man. He learns the tune which he uses to sell the carts. He asks the dairyman to teach him his tune. The cart seller asks the boy to take some carts because he is happy with him. He has not lost his time in his company. Rather, he has enjoyed it.